This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America. I'm your host, Gary Holt, and joining me is my co-host, the lovely Tina Mae Weber. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I want to ask you, when I say lovely host, you never return the compliment. What's the deal?
Oh, well, everybody knows you're the handsome host on the show.
Oh, gosh. Doesn't count when you have to ask for it. But anyway, you are my lovely host and co-host, and so we have a great show today. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's kind of a chilly, overcast day here in Music City. How's the weather up in Missouri?
Actually, it's very nice. It's going to be in about 50 degrees and perfect riding weather, if you ask me.
All right. Well, I know that when we talk to Jeff in Oklahoma, he's going to make us all jealous with 70-degree weather today. But tell us who we have on the show.
Well, today we have Jeff Sims, owner of Trail Guard. And we have Doc Mishler, a long rider with a mission and a story to be told. Then we travel to Dunnellan, Florida, and talk with Amber Ray and Laurel Mulder, manager and owner of the Gothy Trailhead Ranch and Campground.
All right, so we have some great guests, a lot of ground to cover today, and we want to remind folks that Saddle Up America, I'll have to get my tongue straightened out before we go too much into the show. Saddle Up America is brought to you by Trail Guard, 24-hour roadside assistance. You can learn more about Trail Guard at trailguard.org, and by Trailhead Supply, your source for the best camping gear, horse packing equipment, and horse riding gear. Visit Trailhead Supply at trailheadsupply.com. So grab a big cup of coffee, sit back and enjoy the show with us, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Jeff Sims. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. Up in Oklahoma where Jeff is. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for having us today.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Tina. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. And what kind of weather are you having in Oklahoma?
I tell you, I'm looking I'm looking out the window right now. There's not a cloud in the sky. There's not a whisper of wind. There's nothing but bright sunshine and big smiles. Going to be in the 70s, it looks like, today. People are on the move, battling up, and getting ready to ride.
All right. All
right. I might head west.
You're always welcome here.
Oh, goodness. Well, Jeff, talk to us a little bit about Trail Guard. This is, we're excited to have Trail Guard as one of our show sponsors, and I know people are really excited about the benefits that you offer, but talk to us a little bit about how you got Trail Guard started and what you do.
Well, we, as you know, we are a full-service roadside assistance program geared primarily towards people who haul horses and livestock. And the way that we began was being in a situation that was not a good one. Back in 95, 96, 97, I was hauling horses for the world and became stranded one night in the middle of nowhere with five horses and a five-year-old son, sleeting and truck that wouldn't run and, you know, no heat. And it was a virtually new truck. And so, you know, suddenly I'm in a position, again, with animals and a small child and no one to call within, you know, a reasonable distance that could come to our rescue. And I thought, there's got to be a better way. So the wheels started turning. And a short time later, I had a friend of mine who topped a hill, and he had a trailer full and hit two deer at once, and it left him stranded for a day on the side of the road waiting for somebody that could come rescue him. And, you know, just really started talking to people and, you know, exploring the opportunity. And we discovered there is not a need, but a huge need for this. And so we went to work developing it. And we spent several years developing it and perfecting it and trying to develop our methods and protocols that we have in place now to provide the best service we can in the fastest amount of time possible.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of the benefits that Trail Guard offers its clients.
Well, what we do is, of course, you know, if your vehicle becomes disabled due to a mechanical failure or for some other reason, we do, you know, go to work contacting the closest and properly equipped towing company that can come to your rescue. And kind of the difference between our service, Gary, that I'd like to point out before we get too deep into this is we provide and manage all of our services in-house. Now, me saying that, of course, we don't owe tow trucks across the nation. We do contract out our services.
Right.
One of the big differences between our program and many others is a lot of the other programs have pre-negotiated rates with specific towing companies, which obligates them to use these companies. So if you get in a situation where there's bad weather or what have you, and somebody is, you know, a towing company in that area where, you know, one of their members may be in need, may be really busy or covered up, it could possibly leave, you know, these people stranded for long periods of time. We don't pre-negotiate our rates because we find the properly equipped, properly insured provider that can get to our people the fastest, not the cheapest for us.
Wow, that's important. That is important.
Right. It's very important. And, you know, especially if somebody that ends up like myself, not just stranded with animals, but with children, you know. It's
right.
Especially in freezing temperatures and sleet, you know. It's just not a situation that we can leave our members in. We need to get to them the fastest and not the cheapest. And
so you service all over?
Correct. Anywhere in the continental United States currently. Mm-hmm. Anywhere nationwide, like it's in the continental United States. So, and another big thing that we do is there are people that, you know, offer similar programs, but one of the things that we do is a lot of times whenever somebody who's towing or hauling a trailer becomes disabled, a lot of the other providers want to try to haul the trailer with the same tow truck that's hauling the truck. And in cases this can be done safely and effectively, sometimes it can't. But not only that, it kind of strands the members of the other programs and obligates them to have their animals go where their truck is going.
Right.
Well, sometimes you don't need a parking lot full of horses, you know, like a mechanic. And so in many cases, we will provide a separate haul vehicle for the animals. And one of the biggest features that we have is that many of our members are in the cutting horse world, team ropers, barrel racers who are competing for year-end results and awards and world championships. And so if we have a member that has paid entry fees, if they're more than 100 miles away from their home and they become stranded, we're going to haul their animals onto their event and make sure that they don't lose their entry fees or their standings. And that's been
a big feature for
a lot of members.
Yeah, so, well, that's huge. Well, I noticed you advertised that you'll get your trailer with your horses either home or to the destination, and that
correct.
Is unusual. And, yeah, you can just imagine being towed to some auto repair shop, and there your trailer sits with your horses, and then you're trying to decide, you know, how am I going to get these guys to where they need to be? So that is a big, big plus for you.
Absolutely.
Oh, one miss to the event with all your fees and everything, that's worth the membership fee.
Absolutely. In many cases, you know, we're something that we hope that our members never have to use, but, you know, it's kind of like flood insurance, you know. It's something that you can't afford to be without, but, boy, if you ever need it, you're gonna more than get your money back, you know.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah. It's peace of mind for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we provide peace of mind, convenience, and value. And most important, people see the value in our program. We get hit a lot with, you know, your price. Your price is quite a bit more than your competitors. But our price covers the entire household and the qualified dependent drivers in that household for one fee without charging extra.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't have to remember, oh, my kid turned 16 and is driving, I forgot to call and add them. It's not an issue with us. As long as they're a qualified dependent, they're going to be covered. You know, somebody buys a new vehicle, they don't have to call and update us, because we're going to cover every vehicle in their household, whether it's a Schwinn bicycle or a Peterbilt, you know.
Oh, wow.
Anything in between. So, you know, it's convenience for people, because they pay one price, they know they're absolutely covered, all the members of their household are covered, but we take it a step further, because many of our clients are horse trainers or professional performers. In a lot of cases, these guys have drivers. So not only do we cover all the members in the household and anything they drive or pull, but we also cover any of their drivers, anybody that's operating their vehicle or pulling their trailers. So
wow,
that's huge.
Yeah, that's huge. It's a full circle program that gives people convenience. That they don't, oh my gosh, I don't have to call and add my loper or my driver to my program and pay an additional fee to add them on or buy them their own membership so that they have coverage that I'm already paying for on my vehicle. We take care of it. And, you know, people enroll, and then they don't have to worry about, you know, the overhead of maintaining their membership to remain covered.
Well, now there's go ahead.
Another big feature is also a lot of times trainers – and people who show horses professionally or any kind of livestock, if they're compensated for hauling their customers' horses or they're making money by showing or performing, a lot of programs consider them commercial operators and deny their coverage, even though they've been paid members sometimes for many years. We don't treat it like that. As long as somebody is not hauling freight, it is not operating as a trucking company,
right,
they're covered. You know, if they're a horse trainer that gets compensated for using their equipment to move other people's horses, then we understand that. We understand the business, and we protect our members.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Now, here's one of my favorites, and that is this 24-hour personal assistant. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, It's been a lot of conversation since your last commentary on this.
Yeah, it doesn't replace a wife. Let's make that clear. It does not replace a wife or a husband, but it is a 24-hour personal assistant.
Yes, it's not going to cook or clean, but it's going to tell you where to find the best cleaning service or the best meal that you could want. And, again, one of the things that sets our program apart from many of the others is, again, we don't pre-negotiate terms that force our customers to go somewhere they might want to be. We give them options. So you take some of the other travel programs that say, all right, well, we've got, you know, reduced rates for our members at these hotels in this area. Well, that's not leaving the choice up to you. It's leaving it up to them.
Right.
And in a lot of cases, you can show up at these hotels and you tell them you're a member of a certain program. And sometimes I've heard it personally myself years ago. If you don't use that membership, I can save you money because we're emptying our rates are less than that tonight, you know. But, you know, that's a locked-in rate if you're a member. So one of the things that we do to build value for our customers and to really save them time and money is whenever they're preparing for a trip, they can make one call and say, hey, this is where we're going. This is where we'd like to stay, or we need some ideas where to stay, and we'll go to work and find them the best rate on the best accommodations for the time they're going to be there and not force them to go where we've already got a contract for a certain rate in a certain area. So regardless of where they're going or what they're looking for, whether it's a new car, truck, horse trailer, saddle, you name it, virtually anything that somebody could be looking for, they can call us. We'll go to work looking for it and tell them where they can get the best price on whatever it is they're looking for.
Oh, that's great.
Now, that's
that
awesome.
Great.
That's like having your own personal travel agent. And I
exactly.
just think that's just phenomenal. And the other thing that I've always had concern about with others is that, you know, I trail ride. I don't show or compete or anything, but I trail ride. And the places
right.
that I go are not exactly handy. You know, where there might be a garage or just down the road, or if I break down, I might be in the middle of nowhere, not in the middle of town. And I just love the
exactly.
fact that you don't have contracted services, because I know I can call you and you'll find the place closest to me so that myself, my horse, and I usually have my dog with me, won't have to wait hours
right.
for somebody to show up. So
exactly.
you know, it's a fantastic way of doing things.
Well, Jeff, tell us how we can reach you again.
Of course, we're always available online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or at our toll-free number. And that number is 844-40-GUARD, G-U-A-R-D. Or again, anybody can send an inquiry or ask any questions or find out more information at our new website at trailguard.org.
Okay. And yeah. you have a Facebook page as well, so people can
Absolutely.
Find you on Facebook. So is that Welcome to Trail Guard?
We started out with a Welcome to Trail Guard page, and we've transitioned now to it's just Trail Guard. So
okay.
Trail Guard is the official page for Trail Guard on Facebook. But we do monitor and update both daily, so, you know, anybody has any questions, you type in the name Trail Guard on Facebook, you're going to find us either way.
All right. Well, it's a great company and offer a menu of great services there that are all included. So visit trailguard.org and find out how you can be one of the many people that are receiving peace of mind by the coverage that they provide. And, Jeff, I'm jealous of that 70 degrees in Oklahoma.
Well,
me too.
Wish you guys were here to share it with us. So it would be a good day to go for a ride with both of you and just enjoy spending time together.
Well,
absolutely.
And by the way, look forward to seeing you in June, because you're going to be back in Tennessee,
absolutely.
To visit with us. And so we look forward to meeting you then and maybe spending some time out on the trail as well. So that is
absolutely.
Jeff Sims, the CEO of Trail Guard, and visit them at trailguard.org. And Jeff, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Gary, thanks for having us. Tina, it's always great to visit with you, and look forward to speaking with you both again soon.
All right. Thanks
Absolutely.
So much.
Thank you, Jeff. You enjoy
Thank
that
you,
sunshine.
Guys. We are going to.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, I wish I was in Oklahoma today. We could use some 70-degree weather. But we're right here in Middle Tennessee, and we're up in Missouri. And in just a moment, we're going to be traveling down to Florida to visit with Doc Mishler, a man on a mission who travels the country by horseback, sharing his message of caring and feeding the children of the world. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Every day, along about evening, when the sunlight's beginning to fail, I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's nighttime and the crickets are calling and the coyotes are making their wails, I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail. Right over yonder, the moon is climbing, and it always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know?
Well, what do you know?
It's morning already.
Morning already.
And there's a dawn shining so silver and pale. It's time to climb on back of my saddle and ride that old Navajo Trail.
Giving us an amen there. So, Doc, how you doing?
Well, you know, Gary, I just thank God I can ride across the country on horseback. 100 years ago, just over 100 years ago, horse carried man all over this country. Now man carries horse all over the country. How it's changed, you know. Man carries horse all over the country. 100 years ago, horse carried man all over the country. And I said that to a guy in California. He says, "Doc, it seems only fair, doesn't it?" You know,
well,
nowadays horses get more miles in a horse trailer than they do on the trail, you know.
Well, we're trying to change
happens
that just
often
a little bit. Yeah, we're trying to change that some.
Yeah. The only thing permanent in life is change, you know. That's the way
that's
it is.
That's true. That is true. Well,
and,
Doc, you've been traveling.
And it's all good. It's all good.
It is good.
Yeah. Thank God I can do it.
Well, you've been traveling for a while. I think you told me yesterday when we visited that you had started riding back in 2002, and took off Montana, headed to California. Tell us a little bit how this all began.
Yeah, June the 16th of 2002, I left Soto, Montana, and had to ride to Washington, D.C. to go to California. You see, the Bread for the Journey's home office is in Mill Valley, California, and I had to ride there first, and I tied in with Bread for the World, and their home office is in Washington, D.C., so I rode there. And, there are children in the world that are so hungry that God cannot appear to them except in the form of bread. And so I wrote for Bread for the World. Well, first Bread for the Journey and then Bread for the World. And some people pledged so much a mile to feed the hungry children. It's a dream come true. I've become the man, the little boy I was, always wanted me to be, just riding across the country. I remember when I was little, my daddy would say, eat your peas, eat your broccoli. There's children starving in the world. Well, I didn't know how that helped feed the hungry children, but I did what my daddy told me to do, and then I ran outside and played cowboys and Indians and rode my horses across the country, and here I am many years later. Like I said, I've become the man, the little boy I was, always wanted me to be, just riding across the country.
Right. Well, now who are you riding with? Who are your horses? I think you've got Jeff.
I started out with Chief Free Spirit. He's a stud at the time.
Yeah.
And everybody's afraid of a stud, but I started out with him and Keep the Faith, a Tennessee walking mare, and Keep the Faith and Chief Free Spirit conceived Hope, a filly in Montana, and Hope was born in Crawford, Texas, so I was in Crawford, Texas when Hope was born, of course, and just 7 miles from George Bush's ranch, and we tried to give Hope to George there, and of course, we weren't able to get to him because it took $100,000 or more money to get to him, but I stayed at the Crawford Peace House, the first resident there at the Crawford Peace House, and put out signs, war is not the answer, and all that sort of thing. Well, we couldn't give Hope to George, so I ponied Hope out when she was about 3 months old, and ended up leaving her some 700 miles away with a nice lady named Leilani, and that's where Hope is today.
All righty. All right. Now, are you still riding?
No, Hope. Keep the Faith. She died upstate New York in the Catskill Mountains there. And then so I shipped my horse, Chief Free Spirit, down to Florida. And I needed a pack horse. So I called around the people that he'd bred to their mare. And Charity, who is out of Toledo, Ohio, so Bud Gold, was going down there to Florida, to Daytona Beach, to the races, you know. So
right.
He hitched up his trailer and brought Charity down to me, and she was green. I just packed her up and rode out. That was March 14th of 2011. Rode from Florida up the East Coast to the Catskill Mountains, and then from the Catskill Mountains, I rode to Indiana and picked up Justice, because that was Chief Free Spirit and Keep the Faith Son, and we rode out of Roland Prairie there in Indiana, and rode up to the Canadian border, North Dakota, and then rode back into Soto, Montana, 10 years to the date I left there. I left there June the 16th of 2002, rode back in 2012, and then rode up from there to the state of Washington and down the West Coast and to the furthest point, to Border Park, and then rode into Las Vegas, and then from Las Vegas back up, and then back up the West Coast, and then down to Nogales, Arizona, and spent last winter in Nogales, Arizona. And here I am this winter in Florida. So God is good.
God is good. God is good all the time.
Always.
And all the time, God is good.
Yeah. Well, you've been riding. You've been doing this now for a dozen years.
That's right. Yeah.
And
but I've had some jobs in between, you know. I lived I trained horses in Maryland for 3 years, and then of course I stayed upstate New York for 3 years. And but originally I left 2002. That's true. Right.
Yeah. Is there a part of the country that you haven't seen yet?
Yeah. I've never ridden through the center of the country. I did the periphery, and I'll be riding more through the center now. And Well, I hadn't been this part of Florida. Of course, I rode out of Florida in 2012, but that was on the East Coast there. And
right.
You know, it's hard to think of where I haven't been because, like Chief Freespirit, he's got over 19,000 miles on him, and he's still going. So, it's amazing. It's amazing, Gary, what a horse can do. Now, naturally, I only ride about 4 or 5 hours a day. If you don't take care of your horses, you ain't going anywhere, so that's number one. And I remember coming through the Navajo Nation there, northern Arizona, southern Utah, and it hadn't rained for 2.5 years. But, and of course, I couldn't find any water, but I just put the reins on the saddle horn and I told the chief, take me to the water. And he knew where water was. You know, it's like, horses that can smell it, you know. Of course, then we had to find a place where the cattle got down and all that. You know, there's a lot of places you couldn't get to it. But it just absolutely, a horse can go where a motorized vehicle can't go. In many places I've camped up, on the coast there. I've been up in there overlooking the ocean, overlooking everything. And nobody knew I was there unless they went up there and found the road apples. But like I say, Navajo Nation was about a week after I went through there, they had a flood. But it was like all the way I was singing, all day I face the barren ways without the taste of water. You've heard it, you know.
I've heard that
pool
one.
And I'm a fool. I's a pool of water. But
now, you know he sings to his horses while he's riding.
Well,
that's
I would expect so. Well, now, Doc, how much time?
Talk back.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. How much time have you spent out under the stars versus, you know, do you spend some time in people's homes when you're out traveling across the country?
Yes. Now, Gary, that's the big point. I could not make this journey without the individual, what I call individual kingdom Christians. The people want to give, the people want to help, the people want to feed the hungry children. It's organized religion that is a problem. You know, religion is a big business, and of course the Catholic religion is the biggest business of all. And, they've stolen property from, they call it church property. They've stolen from God and the hungry children. But the individual kingdom Christians, they want to feed the hungry. They want to help. And the organized religions have failed the people is what it amounts to. And, of course, I hand out my letter. And everybody knows that there's enough money to feed every starving child in the world. Every man knows it's not the way that is lacking. It's the will.
We
could actually feed every starving child in the world. And, that journey, as I say, this journey is not about me. It's about feeding the hungry children. But I want to tell you, I'm sure enjoying it. And, yes, I enjoy camping out. I have a tent, a sleeping bag, and in the solitude of the campsite, I'm confronted only by God, and my faith becomes more and more internalized. I find if I start living like other people, I've lost my faith. with all due respect, in the world we live, this is the world we live. You know, we're not of this world, but we're in this world, and naturally, you should rejoice every day. And I understand capitalism, and I believe in free enterprise. That is the worldly way. But the churches, the churches that depend on affluency and finance and security have stolen the property from God and the hungry children. That's the way. We could treat every starving child in the world.
Right. Now, you had mentioned two organizations a little bit earlier. Tell me about the two organizations that you were talking about that, I guess, received some funding to help feed the kids.
I rode for Bread for the Journey and then Bread for the World. And Bread for the Journey and Bread for the World set up where all monies sent in will be 100% used to feed the hungry children. Now, that's been some time back. What everybody needs to do is find the place. Well, it has to start from the bottom up because, although I will say I'm impressed with this Pope wants to be the change we all want to see on earth. Jesus.
Well,
Jesus
yeah,
did not, he, yeah. he could not keep the Vatican, not sell the money, sell it and give the money to the poor. He realizes, and that's what we all want to be. We all want to be the change that we all like to see on earth. And, of course, Francis of Assisi, he couldn't keep the Vatican and not give money to the poor. He might give it to the poor animals, you know, but it's all, there's so much money there. You Google net worth of the Catholic Church, Google net worth of the LDS, and I met a lot of nice individual Kingdom Christian LDS Mormon people, too, but their net worth is like $70 billion. That's after everything's paid off. There's plenty
right.
enough to sell the temple and give the money to the poor. That's what I wrote around
well,
Salt Lake
well,
City.
Well,
you know,
so. Tell
yep.
our listeners what they can do. You know, you've got a couple of organizations
right,
that you've
right.
mentioned, the Bread for the World
well,
and
like
Bread
I say,
for the Journey.
If you wanted to, I you know, you've got to choose your own. But I wrote, the Bread for the World is heavy on what they do. They lobby Congress to fund the programs to feed the hungry. And that's fine. They need that, you know, because there is programs to feed the hungry. They're just not being funded because the concentration is on building bigger bombs and, you know, the weapons of mass destruction, et cetera, which we need in the world. We, you know, don't get me wrong. It's a worldly way. I understand that. But that's the reason the churches have the money. It has to come from the bottom up, the leaders of the church, that they can use that money to feed the hungry children.
Right.
I've had many people say to me, well, yeah, that's I don't to give any money to the church because it's build a bigger building. And that's what has to come from the bottom up.
Right.
As far as me endorsing any place to give the money, I don't want to get involved in that because the people have to make that choice. It can be done. You know, it's God's will that the children be fed, but it has to start from the bottom up, and that's what this journey is about. And the problem being organized religion, as I well pointed out. You know.
Right.
Church is not. The only church that depends on affluence and financial security. There's some little cowboy churches that all the money goes out, you know, and they just have a good time. And I believe it's a good time. I believe everybody should rejoice in the Lord. But I just thank God I can ride across the country and I meet the most wonderful people. I meet individual Kingdom Christians, and I could not make this journey without their help. They oftentimes want to give me money, and I said, listen, you give me money, I use it to feed my horses and me. And I find a lot of people on the way that need money, and I just give it away to the people. I give more away than I've got, but that's okay.
Right.
Because there's a lot of needy people in the world.
There are, and we can all reach out in the areas that we live in, and we can find folks that we can reach
exactly,
out and help.
Gary.
And
we got to reach out where we are, and
right.
the people know that. The people are great. It's renewed my faith in the human race traveling across the land. I'm just living all each day. But I become the man, the little boy I was, always wanted me to be just riding across the country and enjoy the ride. Now, everybody has something to give. When everybody gives what they've been given, everybody receives what they need. I've been given the ability to ride across the country and spread the good news of what can be done for the Lord. This is my gift to the World Table of Hungry Children. When everybody gives what they've been given, everybody receives what they need. It's just that simple. And everybody does want to give. I find it just amazes me that the people I meet, people are wonderful. It renewed my, like I said, renewed my faith in the human race, which I didn't think that years ago, you know.
Right. Well, Doc, I know that you stayed around to do the show with us today, and you're heading out tomorrow. So where are you headed?
I'll be heading to Orlando, Florida, and I'll ride to Orlando. Of course, I have my letter of commitment I'll be handing out of what can be done through the Lord. And again, it all comes from the bottom up. You know, I'll ride on like, you know, people ask me, what do you hear from the people? And what I hear is, "'Tis true, you ride the finest trail horse I've ever seen, standing 15, one or two. Ride on, I can't ride with you, no matter how I wanted to, ride
oh, gosh.
On, and that's what I do, ride on.
All right, well, listen, Doc,
love it, Doc,
we appreciate so much you taking the time to visit with us. You are.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Get the word out of what can be done to the Lord, and don't follow me. Follow Jesus. But it'd be nice if I heard from you on Facebook, because I'm there. And the more I hear from the people, the more encouragement I get. I'm on Facebook, you know, Doc Mishler, and, of course, I have Gmail, docmishler@gmail.com. It's no problem. He who is forgiven much, love much, and that's where
that's
I'm at
right.
in life.
That's right.
You know,
no longer can I
expect to be loved, but I must give love. And I find people along the way the same way. They got to the point where it's all about love, and that's what we're commanded to love one another, not judge one another. Right.
All right. That's right. Well, Doc, we wish you happy trails, safe traveling, and we'll encourage people to follow you on Facebook and shoot you an email. And
appreciate you
bringing awareness to the fact that we've got kids that need care. So travel safely.
Happy
and we'll
trails
up with you.
To you. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails to you. Hey, that can't be better than that.
Thank you, Doc. You're
appreciate
awesome.
You, Tina. Thank you, Greg.
All right,
have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy
trails. That is Doc Mishler. And,
he's one of a kind.
He's one of a kind. And follow him on Facebook and see what he's doing. And reach out and help the kids and the folks that are in need in your area. You can do that. And Doc is making people aware of the need, so we appreciate that and appreciate him taking the time today. We want to remind folks that Saddle Up America is brought to you by Trail Guard, 24-hour roadside assistance. You can learn more about Trail Guard at trailguard.org. And by Trailhead Supply, your source for the best in camping, horse packing equipment, horse riding gear. Visit them at Trailhead Supply. And we are going to travel back down to Florida when we come back and talk with some lovely ladies who run Gothy Trailhead Ranch. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
And give me the strength to carry on. and a moon watch over him tonight. I'm coming home on that old midnight flight. These big city lights sure don't shine as bright as you, Blue Montana.
That is our good friend Joni Harms with her song Blue Montana Moon, and we are welcoming to the show now a great mother and daughter team, Laurel and Amber Ray Mulder, and welcome to the show, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Amber Ray. Hi, Laurel.
Hi, Tina.
Hey, Tina.
Hi.
All right, so now you know that Doc is headed toward your part of the country. So you ladies will be welcome to get out and meet him on the trail somewhere, and just he might want to spend a day or two with you.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got a wonderful place if he hasn't come to, you know, check us out. We've got a great location out here, so it might be something down his alley.
Well, you never can tell. You never can tell. But anyway, you ladies have a great facility there. And, Laurel, talk to us a little bit about how you got your ranch started there.
Well, I'll tell you, how I got my ranch started here is quite a story. It's really God put the idea in my head and nudged me through key people in my life, all the way from the purchase and the location of the beautiful land and through the process of building permits and special exceptions and zoning to building it. It's an interesting journey. I mean, myself, first off, I know I needed direct access to trails, miles of trails, because I knew from experience that close to trails just wasn't for me. What makes Goethe Trailhead Ranch Campground so special is its location. So, I mean, there were two people from different locations. One was my realtor, and one was a contact from Ocala, where I used to buy my stall shavings. And they both mentioned Goethe State Forest. I mean, these people had not talked to each other, but they had both mentioned Goethe State Forest to me. Well, I never heard of it, but I was intrigued. I mean, you know, I had my realtor set up appointments to visit potential properties and came up here, and none of the properties were acceptable. But while we were just driving down County Road 337, I looked over to my right and I saw this, I mean, beautiful property. And as we were stopped, you know, taking down the realtor numbers for, you know, off the for sale sign at the road, Mr. Walker, the owner, just happened, you got that, to be escorting previous bookers off his property. And he asked us if we wanted to see the property. Well, we looked at each other in disbelief and said, yes, you know. So, yeah, I mean, this is crazy. This is definitely God's timing, because the home is situated over 1,000 feet off the road, highly unlikely to run into anyone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and Mr. Walker just happened to be at that 1 minute that we were up there letting people out. So, I mean, this is, to me, God's
meant
time.
To be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the property was indeed gorgeous, and it had direct access to the middle of 53,000-plus acre Goethe State Forest. And within a week's time, I had a signed contract. It's crazy. It's crazy. The year was 2000, and I moved up here in September of that same year. And then in 2003, I went to the building department
with my hand-drawn plants. Okay, you know, obviously I'm an amateur. You know, I'm going up there with my hand, you know, on a little piece of paper. Here, this is what I want to do. Well, of course, he looked at me like, this is a crazy lady, and informed me that, this lady doesn't know what she's doing, you know, and informed me that I would need expensive engineered drawings for them to even consider the project. So
wow.
I went home and called several engineers, only to find out my project was either too small or the price of the engineering would be over $100,000. I mean, the guy saying $100,000, and my little ears just closed because it just blew my mind, you know. Obviously, you know, not affordable. So I gave up, and I hope God would understand. You'll understand, you know, I went forward, this didn't work. So 6 months or more later, I received a phone call from the billing department just inquiring how my project was progressing. Now, how often does somebody from a billing department just happen to call up and say, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, like never.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Gary. I think like never, too. And so I thought, oh, well, God is giving me a reminder, and I have to get going again. So I started making random calls again and ended up with a young engineer just starting out working with his father-in-law, and the price was around $23,000. So,
wow.
My journey had officially started because I employed them to get going with the plans. Now, even with the engineered plans, I had to go through an extensive process to obtain the special exception zoning I needed. And that's a little story. I'll try and make it short for you because this is just how God works, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I'm going there. It's the night of the board meeting, and I'm second in line behind a gentleman that had basically the same idea I had. His presentation was wonderful, had a lot of local support, and after about 2 hours, his plan was shut down, and they did not approve it. Well, of course, at this point, I'm like, okay, I knew I would be turned down, and, you know, because my presentation wasn't professional. And I didn't have, a courtroom full of supporters.
Right.
Because I am going to shorten the story, needless to say, we passed.
Wow.
Yes, I know it. Another confirmation to me that it was God's plan going forward. Because, I mean, this guy, he had it. You know, everything. It was just wonderful. And, of course, I'm second in line, you know, after 2 hours of his presentation. And I'm thinking, oh, well, Laurel, you know, bye-bye. This is not happening. But just because you feel you're on track with what God wants you to do, it doesn't mean, you know, everything is just going to be wonderful and that it progressed without problems. It took, you know, effort and a lot of hard work and perseverance. And I finally did open in 2007. So, my daughter reminds me, you know, the timing was tough because here in Ocala, Florida, in a lot of Florida, we had a crash, you know, with the economy
right.
and the housing and the horse industry. So it was like the perfect storm for us. And here again, this is what I mean. It takes perseverance and just really releasing it to God and letting Him do the work when you've given up.
Yeah. Well, you know, it reminds me of a scripture that says, if God is for you, who can be against you? And we work on
that's
His
right.
timeline, not ours. So that's That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. Well,
yeah.
we want to come back in just a moment and talk about your facilities, and we want to talk about the trails there in Goethe State Forest because you've got a great place there, and so patience and perseverance has paid off. But we want to visit and find out a little bit more about that when we come back. And we remind folks that you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I rode into the roundup on the last train. I saved a seat for you, but you weren't there.
I guess as a mother and daughter team, you ladies are pretty much cowgirl friends, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're family owned and operated, so it's pretty great just to be able to work between, you know, my mom and myself.
That's pretty neat.
We keep the circle pretty small.
That is just too neat.
I think that's absolutely awesome, and what a journey you two have been on. So.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your facilities there at Goethe Trailhead Ranch. Tell us about all the facilities you've got there.
Okay. Well, our campground is set up on, it's just short of 30 acres, so it is a really large, you know, facility. We have 73 full hookup sites, so water, sewer, and electric, both 30 and 50 amp services available. Those are on all the sites. And what's really great about it is they are double the size of your average campground lot. I mean, people come here all the time. They say, man, every other place, we're packed in like sardines. I step out of my door onto my neighbor's lot. I can't stand it. You know, here, they're double sized. They're grass lots. We have concrete roads, but the lots themselves are grass. And we had two people park on the same lot, and believe it or not, they didn't even know it.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
So we have
That's
plenty
nice.
Of room. We are, yep, we are big rig friendly people, you know, always ask, are you, you know, able to, you know, we have a really large rig. Do you have plenty of space? I said, no problem, that we've got the perfect spot for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
So and as far as the horse part go, we have a 96 12x12 covered box stall, 9 turnout paddocks available for community use. People switch on and off. That way everyone's horse gets to go out and, you know, stretch their legs. And we have a round pen and a warm-up pen, and we have a lighted arena, a very large lighted arena. So it's lighted from dusk till dawn. So if you like to ride, or you can only ride, like myself, you know, either early in the morning or late at night, you can go out there, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whenever you want at night, because it's lit. So.
Oh.
Oh, that's great, too. And
yeah.
Shower house, and it looks like you have an exercise room.
Yeah. we have a very clean bathhouse with showers. I know that's, you know, it's just normal for us, but apparently a lot of people are shocked that we have clean restrooms. So
that's a necessity.
It is a necessity. You know, people come in, they say, oh, I wasn't afraid to go in there.
Oh, that's great. And let's see, and you have some rentals as well.
Yes, we do. We have free rentals available. We have a small rustic cabin that's basically kind of for like an extended weekend stay, a typical travel trailer RV camper, and then a really nice deluxe park model, which my mother threatens to move into. So.
And you have some other activities that they can enjoy there. We've got a pool.
Yes, we have a nice, clear, sparkling underground pool. It's not heated, but it's solar heated. So, I mean, we get a lot of Canadians that come down. It's good enough for them. They hop right in. And we've got the lounge around room. It has a TV with local channels. So, you know, if you want to go in there, that's open pretty much all the time. You can go in there, play cards. It's a great quiet place for reading your book or, like I said, just watching, you know, the weather or a couple local channels there.
So
and
you have a very much a very family-oriented place. You got things for the kids to do with some of your other things, the game room. You can do basketball, volleyball.
Yep, we have a rec hall. We have a pool table and ping pong table that we normally open when we have big events. We try to do like a potluck dinner where we get all the campers. We try to do that around like once a month, get everyone together and socialize, and everyone brings, you know, their food, and we just kind of have a good time.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, now let's talk about your trails. How many miles of trails that you have? Tell us about the terrain of the trails and what folks might or might not see out on the trails.
Okay. We have access to over 120 miles of riding trails. Now, the riding trails is for horseback riding. You can hike in there as well, and also like a pedal bike. You can take a pedal bike in there if you've got strong legs. So the trail use will be shared in some areas. But for the most part, they'll have, like, you know, horses off to the left and hikers and bikers off, you know, to the right, for an example. The trail, the terrain is fairly easy, really nice, you know, packed sandy trails with really, it's mostly shaded for the majority of your ride with a huge, we have huge pine and oak trees I mean, just a lot of palmettos, and it's just a beautiful ride to go out there. I'm in awe of just nature's beauty every time, each and every time I go out in the forest and get to ride.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. Is there any water crossings? I didn't ask you that the other day.
I was just going to say, now it depends on the weather that we've had. For instance, this year we had a lot of rain, so there is standing water, and that is fairly common unless we've had a drought, because if we've had a drought, then it'll just be high and dry. Standing wet areas are pretty common. Now, the footing is still good. I know a lot of people from up north, they hear water. They get scared and think, oh, you know, it's really mucky and sticky and my horse is going to get stuck. Nope, the footing is pretty much just water over the same ground that you've been on the trail on. So it's not a big deal. And as deep as I've come across, it's been about up to your horse's knee, and that's pretty much it. And that's only in certain areas. So.
Okay. And so you mentioned that the terrain is pretty well sandy, so I guess it's pretty easy for barefoot.
Yes. Yep. My horses aren't shod, and we don't have a problem. Now, there is a service road that some trails do cross over. The service road is a lime rock road, but, I mean, like I said, it just crosses over in some points of the trail. So, you know, just having them cross over hasn't been a problem.
Okay. So you got plenty of trails, 120 miles of trails, so you definitely have some riding time now.
Definitely, definitely. We actually have people go over here and they have they put on endurance races over here for people that enjoy 75 miles a day or even 100. I mean, I like a nice 1 to 2 hour ride myself, you know. But we definitely have, you know, trails available for, you know, the inexperienced all the way to the experienced that they want to be out there riding all day. So.
Okay.
And
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, as far as what you might see along the trails, it's really, you know, there's possible sightings of, we've got fox squirrels, there's deer, raccoons, there's even some small red foxes, native birds such as the bald eagle and Florida's state bird, the mockingbird, and just a bunch more to name. There's actually a lot of things, and you might even, if you're lucky, you might even catch a glimpse of a gator sunning himself along the edge of a pond. So I always try to look for him, but he's pretty elusive.
Oh, gosh. Well, okay. It sounds like they're gorgeous trails to ride on, and something that everybody, whatever level of rider you are, can get out and enjoy.
Absolutely, and it's so great in the Florida sunshine. I mean, that's really what makes it, you know, the cherry on top, because, you know, we have, let's see, we're right here, we're sunny in 65, and it's a chilly day for us. So normally we're sunny in 75 here, but the sun is still out, like I said, and that's what just makes it so great. And like I said, you have ample shade in the trails, but the sun still shines through and just, you know, warms you up.
Well, and that brings me, you have other attractions in your area. Why don't you tell us about some of the other attractions and some of the services that you offer to people that travel with their horses?
Okay. Yeah, we are nearby, and I will elaborate, but just to kind of sum it up for you real quick, we're near Dunellen for Rainbow Springs, Ocala for all your horse needs, Crystal River and Homosassa. You can swim at the manatees there. I know, Tina, you were interested in that. I'm going to elaborate on that.
Yes, I am.
Yes. So for Dunellen, Dunellen's a pretty small historic town. They're known for Rainbow River Springs, which is crystal clear spring-fed water, 72 degrees all year round. You can kayak, paddleboard, if you want to take your boat out to go fishing, or if you just want to put your tube in and relax and float down for either 2 or 4 hours. I know I enjoy that very much myself during the summer. I'm not brave enough in the winter, but, you know, some people are.
Right.
Right.
So, and there's, you know, many places to shop, such as Walmart and a lot of places to eat in Dunellen. They have Mexican for, you know, Don Pepe's and stuff like that. Now, for the manatees, Tina, because I know you're just ready to hear about it.
Yes, I am.
Crystal River and or Homosassa, they're kind of the same place there, is one of the only places you can legally swim with the manatees. because manatees are located in other areas of Florida, but they are an endangered species, so they're protected, and swimming with them or any other means of touching them is considered harassment, and it's prohibited. Nice to go. They offer tours and stuff in Crystal River. They usually get about 400 manatees that migrate into the 72-degree spring for the warmth because it gets too cold for them out in the Gulf. So they come in, and then you get to go out. I think they take you out on, like, a pontoon boat. I did it last year, and I rented, you know, the wetsuit. They give you fins, and they interact with you. It's really great. They're so curious. If once you get in the water, if you kind of just hang around, they will actually come up and interact with you. It was really, really an amazing experience to get to interact. I had one actually give me a face mask kit. It came up, and he was rubbing his mouth all over my mask.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes. And they are, they're you know, also known as a sea cow. They're big. They can get, they're average around 1,000 to 1,200 pounds. So,
wow.
Yes.
Size
of
a horse.
They get really big when you're right up next to them in the water.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, that is just too cool. You mentioned, too, I think you're just a couple of hours away from Disney World.
Disney,
yes.
Yes.
I was just going to say, we've got, if you want to go down, take a day trip down to the Orlando area, there's Disney World, Sea World. If you want to do the amusement parks, we have Busch Gardens, Islands of Adventure, Universal Studios, Wonderworks. I mean, the Holy Land experience, it really does go on and on. And we're, only about 2 hours away. And if you wanted to go down, down to that area and stay the night or stay a few nights, we do offer full board care for your horse. For an extra $10 a day per horse, I will feed them twice a day, water them, take them out, let them play out in the paddocks there and clean the stalls. And I have 18 horses personally myself, so I know a lot about horses, so you can feel safe and sound that I'm taking care of your horse.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, for $10 a day, you need to come up here to Tennessee. I can put you to work for that.
No kidding.
Yep.
So, I take them out and I even clean the stall for you, too.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, you've got a great facility down there. And Amber Ray, tell us where we can find you.
Okay. Do you mean like location-wise, or if you want more information on our website?
Well, let's do both.
Well,
tell us where you're located there. Yeah, and then the website.
And then the website.
We're west of Ocala. We're located on County Road 337, so we're about 15 minutes, an easy 15-minute country drive outside of Dunellen. So Dunellen is our closest city. That's where we do all of our main shopping. But we're on County Road 337. West of Ocala. We're kind of, if you'd be heading over towards 19. We're about 30 minutes away from Ocala.
All right. And
okay.
Your website is what?
Website is www.ocala, which is O-C-A-L-A, trails, T-R-A-I-L-S, RVcamping.com. So it'll be Ocala Trails, RVcamping.com.
Okay.
Awesome.
And then you have a Facebook page too, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You can it's just Goki Trailhead Ranch. You should be able to just search that up and we should pop up. I actually have I have a profile and then two pages with it. So
all right. Well, that is great. Well, I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking Tina May and I had been talking about where she plans on riding this year. And her bucket list has now become a horse tub list of places. Can't get it all in a bucket anymore, Tina May. So this is another great spot. And,
you got to add this to the list, especially with the manatees. I mean, it's really interesting. And the great thing is it is a winter activity because the manatees are only in when it is basically when it gets around like 68 or below degrees out in the Gulf. So they come in for the warm water. So it's a great thing to do when it's too cold for them.
Right.
So I could come now.
Yes, exactly. Come down, and I'll take care of your horse, too. Come down, Tina.
I think that sounds like a winner for me, and then I can come back this summer with the family because you got so much to offer for everybody. Mm-hmm. I just think it's fantastic.
And
what a family place to go to.
Yeah, then you can go tubing down the Rainbow River because then it'll definitely be warm enough. I'll go with you then because, see, I'm a spoiled Floridian. And I am used to the warm weather, so if it gets, too cold, then I'm not out on the water.
Oh,
gotcha. All right, well, that sounds like a plan.
Well, so hey, that I even
paddleboard down that river, too, and I went and, I wasn't brave enough because I am a wimp on the cold water, but I stayed on the pontoons for the manatees, and I tell you, I was playing with a little rope in the water, and they all came over to me, and I had a lot of fun and didn't even have to get wet.
Yeah, she cheated. She was fishing. She was playing with the rope at the end of the boat.
Oh, gosh.
And she had like three manatees.
I'm okay with the cold water. We have spring-fed rivers around here, so that you get in, you get numb real quick, so it isn't too bad.
That's true.
I mean, once you're in, they give you wetsuits when you snorkel with a manatee. So I was fine. I mean, yeah.
Awesome.
Once I got in and all the water rushed in, I was good.
Oh goodness. Well, I can tell that when folks come down to Goethe Trailhead Horse Campground, they are going to have a ball, beautiful facilities, and you two ladies are absolutely a blast. They're going to enjoy just meeting you. And so
it is
a great spot. That's OcalaTrailsRVCamping.com for their website, and visit them on Facebook, go like their page, and head down to the Ocala area to visit with Laurel and Amber Ray. And visit, spend a week, spend the winter. I mean, it's
yes, there you go. Thank you, Gary.
That's got to be on my bucket list. But anyway, listen, appreciate so much you ladies taking the time to share with us, and just sounds like a great place to come and visit. So we're going to encourage folks to do that, and visit their website, OcalaTrailsRVCamping.com, and their Facebook page, and get connected and meet some really sweet ladies and just have a ball down in Florida. So thanks so much.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Tina. It was great talking with you both. Yes, thank you for the opportunity to share with you our story and the great Goethe Trailhead Ranch. Thank you very much.
Look forward to talking with you again. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Tina May, your bucket list, I mean, it's not a bucket anymore. Nor mine. I mean, it just keeps expanding as we talk with these great folks.
I want to have to dig a pond and just keep filling it in.
Oh, gosh. We've gone from a bucket to a barrel to a pond now, so that's amazing. Yeah. Hey, we want to remind folks that Equestrian Legacy Radio Saddle Up America is made possible by Trailhead Supply. Trailhead Supply is your source for the best camping gear, horse packing equipment, and horse riding gear. At Trailhead Supply, your full-service online packing supply store, with their storefront location in Kalispell, Montana, Trailhead Supply doesn't just sell packing supplies. They stand behind every product they sell, and they use them. Trailhead Supply, your online source for the very best in camping gear, horse packing equipment, and horse riding gear. You can visit Trailhead Supply online at trailheadsupply.com. So stay with us, and we'll be back for more conversation with Tina May. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
He had the shiny boots, brand new Stetson hat. He was a sharp-dressed dude, kind of a highbrow cat. When she laid eyes on him, I knew I had to lose. She didn't have no use for my faded blue. with these faded blues. So I went downtown to try to change my look. I got to run around in my old pickup truck. I didn't have the scratch to play it fast and loose. They didn't have no use for my faded blues. Faded blues, that's all I ever knew. What's a poor boy to do with these faded blues? Guess I'll hit the road in my old walking shoes. Guess that might be true, but baby, wrong or right, I got my faded blues. Faded blues, that's all I ever knew. What's a poor boy to do with these faded? For boy to do with these faded blues.
That's Faded Blues, and Tina May, do you know who sings that?
No, who sings that?
That is our friend Michael Martin Murphy, and you're going to get to meet Murph the first week in June.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so you will recognize that song from now on. But folks about Equestrian Legacy Radio's National Trail Ride to benefit the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation, which is taking place June the 4th through the 6th. And this is more than a trail ride. In addition to 120 miles of trails at the beautiful Circle E Guest Ranch outside of Nashville, Tennessee, this year's event features two nights of concerts with the legendary Michael Martin Murphy, Templeton Thompson, Stephanie Lane, and the Sawdust Brothers. And that's not all, Tina May. Craig Cameron's Extreme Cavalry Association National Championship is going to be held in conjunction this year with our event. The Cowboy Up Ball, Vendor Row, and then we'll wrap things up with Cowboy Church on Sunday morning with Wayne Holt leading the lesson, and Mike and Doris Merritt are coming from Oklahoma to provide the music for that. And so it's going to be a great time.
What a fun-filled weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend, and all of this is to raise money to help kids that have osteogenesis imperfecta, which is brittle bone disease. So for more details, you can visit our website at equestrianlegacy.net. You can find a listing of all of the events that are taking place, as well as information to make your registration. And for folks that can't come for the trail ride, the concerts on Friday and Saturday night will be open to the general public, and you can order your tickets in advance at equestrianlegacy.net. So if you can't make it for the entire event, just want to come for the concerts and hear some great music. And again, all of the money that is raised goes to help these kids with brittle bone disease. Just visit our website at equestrianlegacy.net. And
awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time, and going to meet a lot of great folks there, and just have a big time the first weekend in June. Hey, tell us about our Legacy mm-hmm. Club.
Oh, I sure will. Our Legacy Club is free. It's our way of saying thank you to our listeners. The benefits are great, like discounts from our Legacy Club sponsors and select campgrounds, guests, and dude ranches. You are also automatically entered into our free prize drawings, like our end-of-the-year drawing of a two-horse Hydro Horse system from our premier sponsor, Hydro Horse, and our monthly prize drawing, like this month's $100 gift certificate from our select sponsor, Tucker Tat. You can sign up for our Legacy Club at equestrianlegacy.net.
All right, and we'll be announcing the winner of our month-end giveaway next Tuesday on Saddle Up
yes,
America. So be sure, if you haven't enrolled, do that and listen to the show on Tuesday to find out who has received that $100 gift certificate from Tucker Tax. So that's pretty cool. Who do we have coming on next week?
Well, next week we have our regular special guest every first Tuesday of the month, Jim McGarvey, chairman of Backcountry Horsemen of America. Then we travel to Burwell, Nebraska, and visit a newest Legacy Select Dude Ranch, Rouse's 1+1 Ranch, and talk with owner Tammy Rouse.
Yeah, if you've ever wanted to actually get out and work cattle and be a cowboy, then this is a show that you'll want to listen to, and visit Rouse's 1+1 Ranch, and you can find them mm-hmm. on our select campgrounds, guest ranches, and as Tina May says, our dude ranches on our website as well. This Thursday, we have a really fun show coming up this Thursday on the Campfire Cafe. We're going to be joined by Marvin Odell of the Red Hot Rhythm Rustlers, and some great music, a little western swing with Marvin, and we'll be talking with him. And then our horse guest is also a well-known entertainer, and that's Junie Fisher. And Junie is not only a fantastic performer, a past Entertainer of the Year with the Western Music Association, but she is a very skilled competitor in the cutting horse field, and also has worked with Rain Cow Horses. So we're going to talk about cutting and Rain Cow Horses, and that's going to be a lot of fun at noon on Thursday. And then on Sunday morning at 9, Belinda Gale's Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale. Belinda's guest will be Susie McIntyre, and that's Reba's little sister. Susie is really a talented performer, and she and Reba look a lot alike. They sound a lot alike. So that'll be a good show on Sunday morning on Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale. And yeah, so a lot of great things that are coming up. We've got some great opportunities for people to get some great discounts and win some prizes with our Legacy Club, and some great information, great guests every week on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And we want to remind folks again that Saddle Up America is brought to you by Trail Guard, 24-hour roadside assistance. You can learn more about Trail Guard at trailguard.org, and by Trailhead Supply, your source for the best in camping gear, horse packing, and horse riding gear. And to learn more about Trailhead Supply, visit them at trailheadsupply.com. Any final thoughts today, Tina May?
Yes, I just want to tell our listeners, if they have anything on their heart, or you know, something that they've always been wanting to do, or maybe some great ideas out there, don't be a wisha, shoulda, coulda. Just go out there and do it.
All right, so just do it. So that's good advice. Well, listen, it's been a lot of fun. We've enjoyed talking with all of our guests, and some great information, more places to go on your bucket or pond or barrel list after visiting with the folks down in Florida. And we want to remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride.
Get ready for the ride.
At Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. Thanks for listening.
You're the drive that keeps me driving. when the road gets way too long. And it's your will that keeps me willing when my heart just can't go on. When life is filled with uphill climbs, winding roads and detour signs, you're the one that helps me find my way back home. Back home. Back home. You're the song that keeps me singing when it feels like my soul is losing ground. And it's your smile that keeps me smiling when all my troubles turn me upside down. When life is filled with uphill climbs, winding roads and detour signs, you're the one that helps me find my way back home. Back home. Back home. When life is filled with uphill climbs, winding roads and detour signs, you're the one that helps me find my way.